This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University has a new School of Media and Journalism as an excellence area in the College of Liberal Arts and Communication. The ASU Board of Trustees approved the new school last year. While the journalism and radio television programs have always remained intact after the departments were combined to create the Department of Media, they had challenges with program identity during college realignments a couple of years ago. The School of Media and Journalism started July 1st, and I talked with Interim Director of the School of Media and Journalism at A-State, Dr. Brad Rollins.
Well, we used to have a College of Media and Communication, and formerly was the College of Communication, but we've always had journalism as a part of our program. We've always had media production as part of our programs here. But when the university began to reorganize itself and collapse things into other colleges, the College of Media and Communication was combined in with the College of Humanities and Social Sciences and the College of Liberal Arts, College of Fine Arts, excuse me, the College of Fine Arts. And then they created the College of Liberal Arts and Communication. And so I think they realized in doing that they needed to showcase some of our real hallmark programs here within the college. And I think we have a strong legacy in the areas of journalism and in radio, television, and in media production here at Arkansas State University. And so when they did that, they had two departments. They had a Department of Communication, Department of Media, and then two other entities that were part of the original college, which included KASU and Printing Services. And those all became different units within this larger college. Mm-hmm. So what they've decided to do is restructure so that you're actually bringing in the college, what was the Department of Media, KASU and Print Services all together, and renaming it the School of Media and Journalism.
So how excited are you about this?
Well, I'm very excited. I mean, this is a great opportunity. I'm glad that once again, the university is recognizing the quality of these programs. I think it allows us to do a lot more things in terms of synthesizing a lot of our resources, particularly a lot of our human resources, our people, to collaborate in such a way that makes a much more engaging experience for our students. And so having KASU with the academic side, Print Services with the academic side, we can strengthen programs that we already offer. The faculty have worked very, very hard this last year to look at their curriculum and adapt their curriculum to meet this new need. So we've got a new curriculum in creative media production. We have a new curriculum in multimedia journalism that I really think takes advantage of the assets that are part of this new school.
Yeah, and so for those people who may have not gone through the program, I know there were some classes that were kind of combined together that seemed like it was a little hard to be able to get, like, for example, audio-video production together. Sometimes in a 16-week semester, that can be a little bit rushed. So for an example, the new curriculum calls for two sections of audio production, three sections of video production, and then you can move forward. Examples like that show, I think, it can really help in showcasing, the strengths and really helping students kind of focus in on what it is that they want to do.
Absolutely. And, if you don't mind, let me talk about both programs. And
sure.
I think some of the things that have really been strengthened by the curriculum changes.
Yeah.
Let's start with creative media production. So that was what a lot of people called radio and television once upon a time.
Right.
But we know that in today's media environment, multimedia environment, people get information from a variety of different channels and sources, right? But the important part is still the storytelling. I mean, the storytelling still is, it's audio storytelling, it's video storytelling, something like that. But we may not get it now necessarily from our car radios or from watching it on television. It's streaming on our telephones. We're using our iPads, so on and so forth. Lots of ways, but the content's really, really important. The medium of delivery, I think, has been changing for a lot of audiences. And so this new program really focuses on creating content, storytelling, using those. And there's a nimbleness and a flexibility within the program. So we have video production 1, 2, and 3, for example.
Yeah.
well, video production could be, you know, traditional video production, but we can, because they don't, they aren't specifically tied to a certain type of production, we can also get into things like 3D storytelling, right? Virtual reality, augmented reality, things like that, that use audio, video, things like that. And we can make those changes quickly as they, as we are adapting to changes that are happening within, within media. And I think that's one of the things I really like about the new curriculum is they have kind of broad labels, you know, video production one, video production two. But within those broader labels, you can address changes that are happening fairly rapidly without having to go through an entire curriculum change.
And as people know in media, especially, those changes happen all the time. It's just
and very
fast.
Quick.
Yeah, very fast.
Very quick.
Yeah.
With the journalism, multimedia journalism, they have fully embraced multimedia. And so rather than breaking down like multimedia journalism with a print emphasis or with a photojournalism emphasis or with a broadcast emphasis, they realize that now today journalists really have to have those abilities across all of those different kinds of media. And so they've really embraced the multimedia side of it. It's a curriculum that really supports, I think, students who are interested in radio, for example, and doing KASU and providing news stories there with our Delta Digital News Service, things like that. I think that we now have students who are going to be well-versed in telling important stories to audiences, but using a variety of channels and outlets in order to do that. So what I think both programs do in really excel at now is providing students with the tools, abilities, skills, and knowledge, but gives them the flexibility to use those in a variety of ways. So it could be in radio, could be with a radio station, it could be with a television station, could be with a newspaper, it could be with an online news service, but it also could be in corporate communication. It could be working for an advertising agency. It could be working for a public relations firm that have a lot of their own in-house kinds of production teams. So they can be working in a lot of different places because they have the skills of telling very important and effective stories mm-hmm. and using a variety of media to do that.
Dr. Brad Rollins is joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. I'd imagine that this would be a huge benefit for students that will go through and probably the opportunities that they'll have as they go through this new curriculum and the new program, actually the new school, excuse me.
Right. Well, I think so. And, you know, we're excited of once again having KASU and print services as part of kind of a more a smaller, more immediate family. I think mm-hmm. we're always connected. We're connected by certainly by location.
Sure,
we're all here together in the same building and just down the hall from each other and whatnot. But I think this allows us to be much closer in terms of in sense of purpose, and in collaborating and finding experiences where our students can not only learn but begin to apply their learning in such ways and be accountable for the ways that they tell the stories, be accountable to their audiences. And so, you know, this is, we're actually seeing a real increase in the areas of both production and in journalism. And I think it's because storytelling is such an important part of our society. And we're now in a time where there's so much information that people are looking for, you know, information that they can have confidence in, information that they know is reliable, that's accurate, that's not biased, because there's just so much, you know, good information as well as misinformation and everything else out there. So the ability to tell stories accurately, compellingly, is maybe more important today in our society than it ever has been.
Very good. We appreciate you coming up and telling us about the school. And before we let you run, anything else you would like to add about this?
No, just that we hope that we can do our alumni proud with everything, the changes that we're making here and the things that we are doing. We know that we are preparing our students for the changing, you know, changing media landscape that exists out there. We have a lot of great alumni of this program through the state of Arkansas, as well as throughout the region and even throughout the country. And we definitely want to reach out to them and ask them for their support and their assistance in helping us provide an excellent experience for our students.
Interim Director of the School of Media and Journalism at Arkansas State University is Dr. Brad Rollins. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.